of the Kwikwetlem, the Musqueam, the Squamish.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections.
Others.
A vehicle's impact on the climate begins even before it's on the road.
Whether we're talking about an electric.
And the Squamish language. I'm Robin, and I will be here as one of your hosts. I'm here with Pranjali this morning. Hello.
Hello, and good morning. It's so good to be back. I know I always say that whenever I'm here, but honestly, it feels so good. And what a semester it has been, honestly. It has been too much, too many things happening. Finally did my exams on Monday. I finished them. And
yay!
Thank you. And then I got arrested. Here I am at work and on radio. So
what? You got arrested?
No, rest. Just rest.
I was just like, what?
Not arrested. Not, no. No.
Got rest. That's
yes,
good.
Yes, I'm not. Hello, everyone. So you were listening to an introduction from me from like a long time. Here I am back today doing Intravenous Live. So let's get into the show in the right fashion and let's get into it.
Music and talk radio about all things, all genders. Intravenous, live on CJSF 90.1 FM, discussing and approaching contemporary gender issues through a feminist lens. Our goal is to educate, engage, and challenge the dominant hegemon.
So welcome once again. This is Pranjali. You were just hearing a clip of me. but I'm done with... my undergrad part of my degree. So I am super happy, super excited to see what is going to happen in the next few while, what kind of opportunities come my way. And, you know, it's just, you know, finishing your undergrad. It's just a good moment. It's a moment of accomplishment. The weather isn't the best on the Burning Mountain today, but I feel the best. So... we can leave the weather aside and just, you know, feel happy about finishing finals, finishing life stages, wherever you are, whatever you are doing. I'm sure you're doing great. And I just want to, you know, talk about some of my new research work, introduce you to some new music, and also some of my all-time favorites. We'll have that also. And then I will also talk about because I love doing it, so, and I love her, and I also love her new music, so, you know, when I'm here, I am definitely going to talk about her, probably, you know. So, that is the agenda for today. I think I'm going to talk about life, talk about research, talk about Taylor Swift, some music, and all those fun things. And this is, like... my show after a while, so I don't remember like half of the things. So we'll see how good I'm at this. To get us started, I think I'm going to play some FemCon music, which I really enjoy. So let's see something interesting going on here. I hope you are tuning in today and you can hear about school life from me, because it has been a while. I started in the pandemic in 2020. Everything was, you know, going online. I wasn't sure if I'd be doing school remotely, and I had all these questions. And yeah, it has been fun so far, I would say. And I think finding research and finding the work that is being done at my research lab was really interesting and really important to where I am as a person today, and really shapes how I think about my future endeavors. And yeah, I'll get more into it, but I did get the song up, so let's see if I can get that started. So first we have a song by Eva called Truthfully. So let's listen to her. Oh, That was Eva and her music from the album called Truthfully. I really all of her songs on this one. It really gives an interesting insight into how we perceive ourselves from the other's lens. So yeah, I like the music, and she has really good vocals overall. So I truly enjoy her music. I wish she were a bigger artist and people, you know, knew about her more. But yeah. That is about Eva. About me, your host for today, Pranjali. I want to talk about a little bit the work of Lisa Abulohut. That's something that I was introduced through one of my classes, and it really gave me an interesting perspective. We can think about gender and feminism and all sorts of like intersections of racism, and the author talks about things, and I will get in. But I just wanted to like say that I'm not an expert in this subject area, but I really found this piece of work really interesting. I wanted to, you know, talk about it, share my views about it, and yeah, because my research is in technology and seeing technology in relation to gender is not really something that I can be an expert on, so to say, but I would love to, you know, talk about it and see where it goes with that. But called Do Muslim Women Need Saving, or Women in General Need Saving? And this really talks about how and why the narrative around saving the victims and victimization of one gender and taking away the agency and all those things are kind of connected in this piece. It's a really transnational feminist piece, and yeah, this has really made me think about gender and race in different ways. So I'm going to talk about it more, but we also want to talk about Taylor Swift. So I just don't know which order I should be following here. I don't know. I'm just too happy this week. I don't know. I finished my finals like literally yesterday. I was working on a paper that was about climate change communication and how like again technology plays into it. So I am your technology person. I don't know. I'm a critique of technology. Like I don't know what to say about that, but I like to include and see everything through that to understand and complicate things more because I like complicated things. No, I don't like complicated things. I just want to understand how we as a social and cultural fabric understand technology and role of them, like tools. So by technology, I don't really mean, I don't only AI stuff, but also other things, this microphone that I'm talking through and all those things. So yeah, I'm really interested in those sort of things. So this piece about do Muslim women need saving was a really interesting perspective for me. Overall, this has been quite a year. It has been jam-packed. I'm sure people who are doing their finals right now, because I know 24th is the last day of exams, so I'm sure people are still writing exams and I'm talking, but I am done a day before all of you, so here I am talking on radio now. So the piece actually talks about how colonial feminism comes to be, like what does it mean? And they give the example of like how British Raj used justifications of saving like quote unquote brown women from men, sati practices, child marriage, and how the idea of having or like saving sometimes comes from a place of hierarchy, which is something that the author wants to speak, and I understand that, because sometimes when we think about saving women, for example, we take away the agency that should be given them so that they can help themselves, if that makes any sense. And then bringing the colonial racial angle into it makes more sense, because a lot of the justification around colonial like education and those things were that Westerners are better and their values are better, so like sati practices are inherently bad because they are your values. So those kind of rhetorics, I think, is being brought in the piece. Not saying that it is my perspective, I'm just saying this is what the piece I think talks about, and it's really interesting to think about saving victimization, gender, and race from that angle. So the piece also goes on to talk about how the plight of Egyptian women that was focused on the veil. So the veil politics actually is something that the week was about, like how gender and like veil politics is and international relations around it are created. That it's, it should be like Taliban is there, and so the protection should be, so we are the ones who should save them. No, you should be giving them agency to save themselves, so that, you know, they are the ones, they should be the ones who should be given the agency power to tell their own story. So I think that is the whole theme of the paper. And yeah, I really enjoyed thinking about gendered from like a hierarchical lens, because my previous work on like climate change and gender, that I found some interesting things, including that it is very common to associate female gender with being really like motherly. They are the ones who should take care of the planet because it's mother planet and all those sorts of things. So like genderization of the climate change movement was something that I looked at. So I see some connections to how that is problematic and how it is also problematic in this case of like colonial feminism. And I don't want to take the whole time today to talk, because I think we just finished our final, so you don't probably don't, or people who are not doing their finals even don't want me to, you know, just blabber about all these things. So I will be playing music in between. So next music track that I chose for you guys was New Age Faces, and it's by Gabrielle Papillon. I hope I'm saying the name right. She is a Canadian musician and songwriter based in Halifax. So it's a little bit different from the last, like the vibe from the last music that I played. But let's hear Gabrielle now.
If the poet starts to pull his punches and the boxer lets her lyrics soar, oh, what starts beyond their parts? Can
her keep on changing faces? Can I make her craft an open door? Oh, oh, oh. What starts to cross these hearts? Dancer cannot find his mark. Oh, what starts beyond these hearts? These players are disjointed. These humans do not suit the parts. These warriors at cross currents. We can see. These new age faces making aging places new. All these new age faces, they open doors for something.
Wait, 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 wait
So that was Gabrielle, and you were listening to tracks from her music album called Shout. And yeah, she also has really great music. Nova Scotia-based artist. Love her work overall. And yeah, I think I have been introduced to a lot of like Canadian and like sort of non-mainstream, conventionally things that are called non-mainstream, I think, music through my work at CGSF, and I really enjoy it because usually, you know, I happen to encounter new music through like TikTok sounds and like reels and all those things. I think that has sort of shifted how music is being consumed right now, at least. It has not drastically changed, because earlier it used to be radio that used to shape how people's preferences around music was being formed, and now it's, I don't know, social media like TikTok and all those things. And I don't know if TikTok will be remaining around for a long time, but you know how I'm just trying to include technology in everything again. So yeah, music, I think our attention to it keeps changing, and definitely sorts of technologies, not only in recording and producing those stuff, but also how people consume it has changed a lot. And I think it's good that once in a while we listen to artists like the one that we heard from, and appreciate people who are actually putting a lot of effort into all these beautiful, beautiful records. And we don't get to like hear from them often, but I'm glad that I get to play some of the music here from them. But this is not to say that I'm not going to play Taylor Swift, because I'm going to at the end of the show. I'm just obsessed. I actually painted my nails black and white to celebrate her new album, which came last week. So that was fun. Yeah, I don't know. I just, yeah, her lyricism and the kind of work that she does is really phenomenal. And obviously she has a really good PR person, for sure, publicist, like... That's how you create a brand and attend around your persona. And yeah, it's interesting to see how that is done on such a big scale that is being done for her. And as a student who studies communication, like who studied communication and media studies, now I can say studied because I'm done, ha ha ha, with the undergrad. I'm still doing grad school, guys. So I'm in my MA, so I'm doing my MA in communications still, but I'm not looking at like media as much. I'm looking at technology more. I'm critical data studies and all those things. But what I have learned from my classes in media studies and like popular culture studies and all those films that we had to watch and analyze later, I think it's really interesting how the brand around Taylor Swift has been created over the years, and how the album Midnights and her Eras Tour and all those things play in Sauna. Because except from her like red carpet looks, you will not see her in like glamorous clothes. She has a brand which is the girl next door kind of thing. And that is played not only through appearances like the Coachella look people are talking about, but also through her like social media and through her music, which really connects with, and she makes sure as an artist to include the relativity factor, like relatability factor. So I think it really shows. But there are a lot of factors, because I was having this conversation with some people